Welcome back. Another episode of Comp Vegas. Picking up where I left off last week, talking about my December trip report in town with the Cowboys. Didn't see any rodeo action while I was out there. Mainly focused on eating and gambling like most trips go. I left off at the Cosmo with that upgraded suite. I did end up posting one picture. Came out kind of crappy. So I'm going to have to do a better trip report on my website to get a better perspective of what that room was really like. But digging into gambling at Cosmo, a little disappointed. It's certainly changed since the last time while we were there in December. That click bar slash lounge or whatever that is, I believe, now open there was still big construction wall there, blocking a big part of the area off where we used to gamble. And the layout has changed quite a bit with the different machines. Before, there were side-by-side machines me and my wife liked to play. It was a 50-play and 100-play machine. The 50-play had a 10-cent 8-5 bonus poker on there. You only had to play a minimum of two hands on it, so it was a really cheap full-pay option. And then the one next to it had 7-5 bonus poker, which my wife would play, and that you could play at that level with pennies or 2-cent. And we were okay with that. It was decent options side by side, and we racked up a lot of points on our trip last year with it. But this time, seeking those machines out was very difficult. I actually only found the one, the full pay bonus poker. It's kind of by itself now, no full pay machines or even close to full pay nearby it. So you're kind of solo. And the night we were looking to play there, there's one guy with headphones kind of camped out on that machine, so I knew I wasn't going to get any action on it. The only other machine that I found playable on the casino floor was a barnyard bonus game with some crazy bonuses that I decided not to play. But if you take the bonuses out and just play regular 5-coin bet with it, it's a 7-5 bonus poker triple play. And I played that for a little bit and actually hit a decent 4-of-a-kind on it, so came out with some profit before we walked over to Aria. So not a whole lot of video poker options there anymore. They do still have dollar, jacks are better in the high limit lounge. Ventured in there once, kind of lost a couple $100, so didn't do great there. But kind of, you know, soured my taste a little bit with Cosmo. Not that it had a ton of great options before, but if I can't really play next to my wife, you know, there's basically limits me to getting up early and gambling in the morning and then kind of separating on the casino, and she'll play slots and I'll find one of those two games to play during the day. So needless to say, we ventured over to Aria. We have always had a good time playing over at Aria. M-Life offers haven't been real great lately, so haven't stayed there in a while. But we like to play the Super Times Pay. And they have a bonus poker deluxe, which is an 8-6 pay schedule on it. Pays back about 98.5% when you're playing the Super Times Pay. And that treated us very well. Like I mentioned, my wife hit the Royal Flush at the Rio earlier on our trip. Well, she knocked out another Royal Flush here at the Aria. So two Royal Flushes for her on this trip. Great for her. She came home with some money. I didn't totally lose my ass, though. Playing those Super Times pay bonus poker games are great because the bonus poker deluxe pays back 400 coins on any 4-of-a-kind, and I hit quite a few, and actually hit a couple on some decent multipliers, so I had a couple $500 wins on that. Drink service was slow at first, but eventually they started coming a little more regularly. Ended up being a Heineken night for me, so kept those coming. The nice thing about the area where these Super Times Pay machines are is it's right next to the 550 pizza place. And I've been wanting to try this for a while. When I was into the My Vegas game, which I haven't played in probably about a year now, there was a slice and a beer for a decent comp on that game. And I never ended up redeeming it or using it. But we were hungry. And as usually happens when we get into a long gambling run somewhere, we just go with convenience or whatever's closer. And I had some express comps sitting on my M-Life card from all the play we had there and from the last trip, so we decided to use it there. So it ended up not costing us anything. Pretty nice place. We got right in, seated at a little table. The table setup's kind of weird, these real small square tables, kind of like a hipster water thing where guys come over with an old glass bottle and fill up your glasses of water throughout the meal. But the waitstaff was real attentive. Ended up with appetizer. I think we went with garlic knots. Those were really good. And we ordered the white pizza, which came out very delicious. Came out good. I know the Vegas tripping guys really like the 550 place, and I definitely rate it pretty high, especially with the convenience of being right there on the strip. I mean, making a special trip downtown every time for Pizza Rock can get a little aggravating, but knowing that when we're staying on the strip, either Aria, Cosmo, or one of the other places, it's nice having that option there. And it's even, I'd say, a step above the secret pizza at Cosmo. As much as I like those slices and even having the white pizza there, I feel like the ingredients were a little better tasting at 550. So overall, rated very high. It was definitely a worst stop. And I don't know if I can totally kick Pizza Rock out of the running between the two of them. I'd probably have to try another couple items on the menu at 550, but definitely worthwhile and was a delicious taste of the trip. After that, I think I already mentioned we used my diamond reward for a celebration dinner at the Caesars buffet, which was good. Nothing new to report there. Same great offerings that they've had before. But while we were out there that way, we decided to cross the street and check out the Cromwell, as I'd heard there was some full pay video poker there now. And sure enough, six machines, three back-to-back, a bank right by the front entrance nearest the strip. And it's advertised very well. A big LCD display shouting out 99% plus games on these machines. And it wasn't super busy. I think there was three machines open at the time. So me and the wife plunked down for about an hour and played there. I think she came ahead. I came about $80 behind. Was a little discouraging watching the tier credits rack up so slowly, since it's, I don't remember, I think it was like $50 per tier credit instead of the usual 10, and only being able to play up to 25 cent. Normally I'd try to ramp it up to 50 cents or so, and it's just single line, so it's a very slow burn. But on the flip side, you know, planning another trip here, like I said, coming up in March, I plan to play there again, and it's nice just already knowing that I have the diamond status for the year. I probably will play there again, just not really worrying about the tier credits as much. Might play a little more table games this time with craps, kind of see what the tier credits rack up like with that. I've never really experimented, so that's another plan for my next trip there. But when you're not really seeking out the points and you're just looking for a fair gamble on the strip and a nice place like the Cromwell, I thought that was a nice option. I hope it does well. So just like I always respond on those Caesars rating cards when I play somewhere and I state my displeasure with the reducing gambling odds and their machines and lack of service, I hope that the same is true, and I'll start filling out those comment cards on the successes that they're doing and let them know that I made a point to stop there because of those full pay games. And hopefully that'll be a trend. I don't necessarily see it as a trend, but it's kind of interesting that they use the Cromwell to experiment with a few of those. It's one of their smaller properties, obviously, and a caller mentioned on the more recent You Can Bet on That podcast that they're trying a different player ranking system, or rating system, excuse me, with craps, and they're also using the Cromwell to try that out. So whether it is just a little test dummy for their other properties, or it ends up just being a success at that property, whatever it is, I'm happy it's happening, and I'll continue to play there when I'm hitting the strip, or definitely when I'm staying on the strip when I'm looking for some decent cheap video poker. So aside from that, we didn't really gamble too much more in any of the other properties. We wandered back to Aria for the night, played quite a bit there. She was doing very well at video poker, and I kind of left her where that was, and I ventured over to the craps table. Hadn't played craps at all this trip, and still kind of jonesing from the last trip I had. Really had a good time, so bought in. It was a $15 minimum, which kind of sucks. I probably like the $5 and $10 the most, just because I like to put out a little more in the odds. If I'm playing a $15 table, it pretty much limits my bankroll to single odds, which I don't like to do, but was very fortunate at this table. Bought in, the dealers were friendly, and I mentioned the Apple Watch interactions on the last episode. They kind of joked a little bit, like, oh, you got that computer watch, that's pretty cool, you know. And then I started touching it a couple times, and their basic comment was, you can wear the watch, just don't play with it while you're at the table. So, you know, anytime I wanted to make a, a look at my text, and when that shot over, I had to kind of be careful when I looked at it when I was at that table. But I was at least happy I could keep it on my wrist, and they weren't too concerned about it. Had a good time at that table. I think I played maybe 2 hours there and ended up doubling my buy-in, just playing pass line, odds, couple combats, nothing crazy, and I was doing very well with that, so I was happy. Wandered away for a little bit, check on the wife, decided to come back for another hour and gave most of it back, but that's how craps goes. Being our last night as we made it back to the Cosmo, wife was tired, she was going to go up. I wanted to play some more, so I decided to try out the tables at the Cosmo. Still same $15 tables. The only time I noticed them drop to 10 at the Cosmo was, I want to say it was like a 10 a.m. weekday. They were still 10 bucks. Early morning weekdays seemed to be the best time to catch them. But of course, the tables were dead, and you know, I'd like to play with at least a few more people at the table. Makes it a little more fun. But either way, bought in, started playing, and immediately one of the box men, you know, scoped out my watch, said, "Sir, you're going to need to take that off if you want to play here." I was pissed. You know, the whole function of the Apple Watch, I don't use a ton, but I never really wore watches before I bought one of these. So just being able to glance at my watch and see what time it was, knowing it's my last night of the trip, pain in the ass having to pull my phone out of my pocket and defeat the purpose when I know I have this perfectly good watch sitting in my pocket because this, you know, $1 billion strip casino is paranoid about my computer watch on my wrist. So that pissed me off. I'm hoping that other casinos don't take this stance. It's pretty dumb. There's more companies, you know, Samsung, Android watches, all those other, you know, companies out there that's just going to continue to grow. And it worries me when casinos take that segment if they're truly looking to cater to the millennials, as Vegas Fanboy is out there seeking the voice of the millennials and looking for the ways that the casinos are going to try to cater to us. Whatever. Bunch of bullshit, but that is what it is. Played anyway. Didn't do too bad. Won a little bit back from what I lost at the Aria on my last table session there. The table limits quickly ramped up after midnight to $25. Obviously, I was grandfathered into their $15 tables, so I was able to make a pretty decent run at it. Drunk people wandered up to the table and playing, but they were the happy, fun, drunk kind, and that always makes it a fun experience. So I did actually have a good time in the end playing there. I just really wish they'd change their stance on technology. So that was it. That was pretty much my gambling run there. Made a couple $100 back the last night. Ended up coming home a loser, but not a huge loser. So that's always nice. And of course, the wife socked away a couple of her nice wins with the Royal Flushes that she hit this trip. So it made it worthwhile. I was happy we came. Was sadly my last flight that I was able to take with the companion pass through my Southwest credit card. I'm debating whether, seeing if I can get my wife approved to sign up for a card and flip roles, have her get the 50,000 point sign-in bonus and start racking up charges on that card, but we'll see what happens. Either way, I have a small bank of miles still on the Southwest card that is enough for me to book a spring trip here. It just, I was really getting used to having her fly free with me. That was a beautiful perk. I was able to take advantage of it 4 times this past year. So very happy with that. But back to flying out in December, it was cool because the last time we went out for New Year's, we didn't get to see everything decorated for Christmas. We checked out the Bellagio Conservatory this year. That was really cool how everything was decorated and set up. I would have liked to have made one more trip out there and look at it at night when the sun's not shining in, because I know they use the different lights to light it up at night. But it was still pretty cool seeing that. Only major downside to that trip was flying home. Flew home on a Tuesday morning, and McCarran was jam-packed. Just, I'd never seen where you come into the airport, get your bag checked, everything good there, and then you go to the escalator to go up to the gates, and you're stopped to say, they're at full capacity, it'll be a few minutes, and you actually have to wait before you can even go up the stairs to start the line. And it was kind of nuts. It was, you know, just another extra 5 minutes or so. And once we got up the escalators, we were in the line probably a half hour. But honestly, it felt Felt a little longer than that, and that's probably the longest I've ever had to wait. McCarran deals with crowds very well, but it was crazy just seeing row after row of cowboy hats just towering through the airport, trying to make their way home. So I don't know. It's a decent trade-off, I guess. You're taking advantage of some good deals in December in Vegas. Just plan accordingly. Leave a little extra time for the airport because I wasn't expecting that kind of a line. Gonna wrap it up with that. Anyone has any ideas out there for some future podcasts, please drop me a note on Twitter at DTW2LAS. You can catch me on my website, compvegas.com. You can email me, questions@compvegas.com. Thanks for listening, and see you guys next week.